big challenge facing all large educational institutions, such as Florida State University, is how do you keep those who attended that institution engaged after graduation, not just with the school, but also with the community? And we're not talking about just simply making cash donations through the Alumni Association. We want to go above and beyond that. Florida State University has taken a very unique approach to this challenge through an organization called Women for FSU. Members of the group's executive committee join us this morning on WFSU's Perspectives, and we're going to find out what they do and how it impacts the community at large. We're going to take your calls and emails, too. That's straight ahead right here on WFSU's Perspectives, right after the news with Ronald J. Evan. There we go. We got things rolling now, by golly. Hey, it's Thursday, and welcome to Perspectives on WFSU-FM. So wonderful to have you at the other end of the radio waves, the telephone line, the Twitter machine, the email device, all the ways we have to communicate, to interface, to converse with one another nowadays. And you are always invited to be a part of this conversation. Telephonically, it's 414-1234, the local number. If long distance, 800-926-8800. If you want to communicate via email, that's great. Perspectives@WFSU.org is that address, and our Twitter is @WFSUPerspective. I'm Tom Flanagan. Again, thank you for joining us today. You know, for many of us who wind up attending a college or a university at some point in our lives, you go to class and you study. Maybe hard, maybe not. Get the degree, move on with life, and we may not have a lot of additional contact with that school beyond maybe cheering for its athletic teams and, of course, tossing aside the periodic letter from the Alumni Association begging for money. Yeah, that may be about as good as it gets. But Florida State University in 2008 instituted a very fascinating solution to that challenge of maintaining a connection between folks who attend a college or university and the rest of their lives. It's called Women for FSU, and it strives to do any number of things about increasing awareness of the school, where it is today in comparison to where it may have been when you or someone else in your family attended. And it's also a philanthropic arm as well, maintaining that connection to the community and trying to come up with new ways to get that connection solidified. So we got a great panel here. I want to introduce you to some fantastic women for FSU. And we'll start off with Michelle Maddox, the money lady here, Assistant Vice President for Central Development. Michelle, good to see you.
Thank you for having us.
It is wonderful to have you. Cassandra Rain Gross is here. She chairs the Executive Committee of the Women for FSU. Hey, Cassandra.
Hey, Tom. It's great to be here.
If you want to find out about Backstage Pass programs, which we will in great detail a little bit later on, we will refer you to the person who's in charge of the Planning Committee here, Michelle Futil. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, thank you so much for having us.
And it's wonderful to have you, too. And we round things up here with Alicia Crewe, Executive Committee of the Women's Leadership Institute. Do you get that on a card, Alicia?
Actually, no cards, but we get the word out that the best we can.
No.
We're looking forward to talking with you.
Well, we're looking forward to talking to you, too. Maybe you can kick us off here on that conversation here about, again, how did this whole thing get started? A relatively new thing. Cassandra, we'll defer to you on that one here, a little historical overview of Women for FSU.
Absolutely. I'll be glad to. Women for Florida State is such a unique organization, and it began about 9 years ago officially, but the underpinnings for this started way earlier with a few key players who really felt like it was critical to engage women specifically back in the life of the university in exactly the way that you described during your introduction. But it became formal with bylaws as an arm of the FSU Foundation 9 years ago, and with the support of the foundation and a partial appointment of a staff member, really kind of got the groundwork in place to create everything that Women for FSU is today. And it's particularly interesting, you know, with Florida State's history as Florida State College for Women, that it took up until 9 years ago to kind of get this sort of thing where we're specifically focusing on women women's engagement going. So I'm really glad that it's here. And it just really helps us to set the stage for acknowledging the important women role, the role that women play in philanthropy, and how we specifically focus on women's role there.
Well, given contemporary sensibilities, I can hear somebody way off in the distance saying, yes, but why women? What about men? Why don't they have... how do you respond to that?
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of folks out there who are listening who know that women actually play a really important role in the financial decisions of a family, and that expands out into the philanthropic decisions that they make as a family, large and small. Women live longer and are often responsible for familial trusts and decisions about how to plan for their giving at the end of their life. And so it's just really important that women know about the ways that they can give back and engage, and that women at all ages and at all levels have the connection and the education about how they can give back in a way that is perfect for them, whether it's large or small, in the way that they want to. And that's what Women for FSU does.
Certainly money is important. And Michelle's going, yeah, sure is. But there's something else that this organization focuses on besides the purely financial or fiduciary component of this, and that is connecting on a personal level. How does that take place?
Absolutely. I mean,
this is Michelle, by the way, guys.
This is, okay. Yes, Michelle, the other one. Women for FSU has numerous events, both on Florida State's campus and other cities throughout the United States, to really just engage alumni. And also, I do want to specify that Women for FSU events are normally open to any woman who wants to learn more about Florida State University. You don't only have to be an alumni. You can have a student who's interested in coming to Florida State. You can have family members or spouses who went to Florida State. So quick plug, if you are listening and you are intrigued, you can absolutely get involved with our organization. And like you said, we really just do value that in-person connection. So we do Women's Leadership Institute, and we also have Backstage Pass, which, again, we'll get into more detail in a little bit, but just emphasizing the component of reconnecting to campus or connecting back to campus for the first time. But either way, those interpersonal connections and those memories are really what drives us to want to give back to the university that gave us so much in the first place.
And not just the university itself, but also connecting the university further to the community as well, which has always been a hallmark of Florida State, not just to operate in splendid isolation, and the larger community will never impinge on what we do. There is an outreach component to this, and how does that work?
Well,
Cassandra.
So one of the things I love about Women for FSU is that it's women for FSU, not just women of FSU. And Florida State is a huge part of this community, and a lot of women engage who want to just plug in with what FSU is doing. Another thing that we do is highlight programs in our events, such as Backstage Pass, that illustrate what Florida State is doing in conjunction with the community. And for example, one year we focused on the Center for the Advancement of Human Rights, which coming up here is going to be having their human rights conference. So we really learned about what Florida State professionals are doing to improve the lives of citizens of the state. And it just really was powerful and impactful. So that's an example of a way that we bring that full circle.
I also understand that up and coming is a conference of women of French heritage that's going to be taking place here on campus before too long. We just got an email on that one today. But connecting with those sorts of things as well, because a university is not just a group of academic pursuits, but it also has those tendrils that go out into the community at large where everyone can get involved in that. I want to get into some personal stuff, though, Alicia. And how has this school changed since you were an undergrad at Florida State?
You would ask me because I'm the oldest one here. Thank you so much. It has changed drastically. You could walk all around and through the campus in 10 minutes when I was here. 1,000 years ago, the buildings, the campus itself, the programs that are offered. The one thing that's been consistent, though, over the years has been the love that you see from the students who go here. They get connected. they feel apart. Sometimes staying connected for years and years after they graduate. And we found this with some of our events for Women for FSU. When the women come back, sometimes they will get in touch with their residence hall roommates and say, let's go together. Let's go back and see what's going on now. Those are the people that may not have children here, the next generation that has come here and want to come back and see what it's like for their children as opposed to what it was like for them. So it's a networking kind of thing. It's a remembrance kind of thing. And it is just so different that those who haven't been here for 2 or 3 years won't recognize parts of campus. That is absolutely a fact. We are far-flung now. We have so many different parts. I imagine there are women out there, and men too, who don't really realize that across from this FSU station, there is a giant swimming pool, an indoor tennis complex, in addition to the Mag Lab, to the engineering school, and also to the golf course. Mm-hmm. So we've expanded, we've grown, and seriously, if you don't drive on campus for 2 weeks, you have a problem. you may not find your way around. That's how fast things have changed over the years.
And you can even look right in back of where we're sitting right now, and old-time FSU alums. So what happened to Alumni Village?
It's a beautiful green now.
It is now an open green space, but yes, soon to become the Southwest campus at some point, and there will be new classroom and lab facilities and all sorts of other things, along with a new access road that the university is planning in conjunction with the folks at the city and the county and Blueprint 2000 and all these other things. So again, these connections continue on here. We are talking, by the way, in case you're just joining us on Perspectives, thank you, appreciate that. Women for FSU, a group formed officially in 2008 to keep a connection between female FSU alums and the university as it is now, but also the community in general, with all kinds of programs to give people a even greater reason to remain connected to their school and to the greater capital city community. And we'd love to hear from you, too. Are you an FSU alum, or would you like to find out more about the program? We have the subject matter experts on hand to talk about that right now. And your direct connection is 414-1234. That is the local number. It's 800-926-8809 if long distance from you to us. You can send us an email, perspectives@wfsu.org, or a tweet at WFSU Perspective. And we'll be right back. We are back on Perspectives, Women for FSU, Florida State University, our topic here today, and your participation always invited at 414-1234, 800-926-8809, perspectives@wfsu.org. And don't forget, you can always find the program online. We try to have it up usually by the close of business of the same day that it airs. We had a little issue with last week's program, so it's taking it a bit longer to get up on the website. Sorry about that. But under normal circumstances, go to WFSU.org, click on radio, pull down the programs menu. You'll see Perspectives in all of its glory. Click that, and then you can pull up the archive of all the past shows and listen to it again and again and again, which is what I'll do when I go home tonight. Well, let's go beyond the actual history here and talk about some of the functions. And we have referenced this before, Michelle Budo. What is the illustrious event that is called Backstage Pass. What is up with that?
Oh, illustrious. Wonderful way to begin this conversation. Backstage Pass is our Women for FSU annual signature event. It brings women back to campus or to visit campus for their first time for 2 days each spring. And essentially, Backstage Pass provides a behind-the-scenes look at some of FSU's most remarkable programs, new initiatives, historic programs. It's a deep dive, immersive, interactive experience. We have over 100 women coming from all 50 states, all different areas of the globe to come back onto campus and reconnect with that feeling that they had here, reconnect with the women whom they might have known, or reconnect with women who they're meeting for the first time. Some of our members use Backstage Pass as a reunion, so maybe the Sally Five from Sally Hall, so people who met here and are so happy to be back. Perhaps mothers and daughters come together, and that's such a special relationship to see, or cousins or what have you. But really just women who are excited to come back to the university and really reconnect with those values of strength, skill, and character that were instilled in all of us during our time here. We, again, try to make it a very immersive and interactive experience, so we don't only have just lectures where we're in a classroom listening to someone speak, but really try to get our hands dirty and experience Florida State for everything that it has to offer. So some past exciting program examples that we've highlighted with Backstage Pass include mastering the Russian bars and perfecting our juggling skills with the FSU Circus, which is one of the oldest registered student organizations on campus dating all the way back to 1947. We've learned dance with Suzanne Farrell, who is a world-renowned ballerina and a faculty member in our excellent School of Dance. We've participated as guests in a 5-course meal with students from the Dedman School of Hospitality, a top 5 hospitality college in the entire nation. But I also want to point out that Women for FSU doesn't shy away from those emotional and sometimes hard to talk about topics. We really do like to shine a light on how your participation with W for FSU can help students and FSU community members who might be facing some tough life tribulations. And what I mean by that is, for example, at our previous Backstage Pass in 2017, we highlighted the Unconquered Scholars Program. And we had the wonderful Lisa Jackson, who's the assistant director of that program. And she talked to us about all of the array of support services that the Unconquered Scholars Program provides to youth who experience foster care, homelessness, or were a ward of the state status. And so Lisa talked about all the amazing opportunities the Unconquered Scholars Program provides to really support those students, ranging from one-on-one advising, college life coaching, to financial aid assistance and advocacy. So I love that Women for FSU, you know, we like to have fun. We one time created a personal mandala to experience the power of art therapy, another world-renowned program at Florida State. But we also do want to recognize all of the good that we can do and the ways that we can help the community, just as Cassandra brought up before. We also always hear from students. I mean, that's why we came here in the first place, to be students. So we hear from students at our capstone dinner and throughout the program. So we highlight different students within each academic department or division of student affairs department to hear what drives them, what connects them to Florida State, what are some outstanding FSU memories that they have. I can remember last year we heard from a female student veteran who detailed her experience juggling school and her active duty status. She expressed such sincere gratitude for Women for Florida State, the university as a whole, and we just got to chat with numerous influential women, alumni, and FSU-affiliated, as I discussed before, who shared their inspiring stories of strength, skill, and character. We also present the Gift and Wisdom Award at the Saturday dinner. The Women for FSU University Gift of Wisdom Mentor Award was created to identify exceptional women of the past, embrace strong women of today, and encourage the growth of women for the future. So our goal is to really support women by building on the traditions of excellence set forth by our predecessors more than a century ago when we were the Florida State College for Women. It wasn't created to only recognize one professional achievement of one woman, but rather to celebrate the professional achievements of all women, both involved with Women for FSU, maybe to get some more women that they know involved with our organization as well. So to give you guys a little sneak peek of what's happening this year, our Backstage Pass 2018 will be March 23rd and 24th. It will begin with a Friday night welcome reception, chatting, networking, breaking the ice, and then we'll kick Saturday off with a number of different immersive experiences that we all love. We'll walk all throughout campus, a little bit into the Tallahassee community. And to not give too much away, but a little clue for all of our prospective listeners, this year we're going to focus on the Heritage Museum. So for those who are a little unfamiliar, the Heritage Museum is located in the original west wing of Dodd Hall, the oldest part of the building. So that awesome eclectic architecture, that throwback to when we were first established, it's stunningly beautiful. At the west end of the Heritage Museum is a memorial stained glass window depicting four of the university's best known buildings. And that window was actually designed by Professor Ivan Johnson and created by FSU alum. So really great that we get to have programming in an area with FSU alum that was created by FSU alum. That stained glass window is 22 feet tall and 10 feet wide and consists of more than 10,000 pieces of glass. So aside from the beautiful stained glass window that I'm so excited to spend a little time admiring, the Heritage Museum also commemorates the history of Florida State University. So for everyone listening, if you'd like to attend Backstage Pass this year, you will actually get to help the history of Florida State University come alive once again.
That is going to be exciting. So that is March 22nd and 23rd. It is almost like a homecoming on steroids, but you get to see things that the average returning student during homecoming would not see at all.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just emphasizing, Florida State University is so much more than athletics. There's so many wonderful programs and accolades that we want to highlight. And we do pride ourselves in that Backstage Pass really does highlight all of the programs that are deserving and worthy of recognition.
You mentioned something, Michelle, I want to throw out to the rest of the assembled multitudes here when it comes to dealing with empowerment, mentorship, trying to bring a new generation of alums who are still undergoing their instruction in the university, you know, into that world. How does this organization do that?
Absolutely. Well, that is a perfect segue, actually, into our other event, the Women Leadership Institute. So I'm going to defer to the wonderful Alicia to talk more about that.
Thank you, Michelle. Actually, the Women's Leadership Institute, or WLI, is our philanthropic focus for Women for FSU. We established an endowment to be able to have this program, to be able to continue this program. And basically, it's a partnership with the FSU Center for Leadership and Social Change. Dr. Laura Osteen over there is quite an expert in the field, and she and her staff work with members of Women for FSU students and graduate students to create a leadership experience that, again, is very much like Backstage Pass. It's very involved. It's a deep dive into what leadership is, how it comes about, how you basically how to understand leadership, and particularly leadership by women in this day and age. We take basically 49 undergraduate women that have to apply. Each fall, we have facilitators who may be Women for FSU members, who may be faculty, staff, community members, alumni, and they apply to be facilitators for the group. And together, from a Friday evening through late Sunday afternoon, they work together, talk together, expose themselves to each other in their feelings and their knowledge and their excitement about change, about how they can positively make a change in their own communities. And that's the objectives through a theoretically grounded process in leadership development, emotional leadership, that the Center for Leadership and Social Change develops a special curriculum each year and works on that curriculum each year so that the students can experience insights about themselves, about the community, about their smaller communities, about FSU, and about what they want to see happen in the world going forward and how they can be part of that. Leadership is not, they figure out finally, a title. It's not a position you hold. What it is how you affect the world. And they can come to that through understanding what biases might exist in society against possibly women in leadership roles, but how they can make a difference no matter where they are. So the end result is to build other women up, create a network of community support so that they can create change wherever they are and to see what change they want to make a difference about. It's been described by many of the students that have been involved as, you know, a life-changing experience. There are quotes that they have sent back to us in evaluations have basically said that they believe after this experience that they can make a difference, that they can go forth and take hold of their experience and help share that with others. So they believe their voice will be heard and they don't need to be silent anymore. It's powerful. It's powerful for the facilitators. It's powerful for the students. We only wish we could do it for more students each year. And the Women's Leadership Institute is planned for throughout the year. It occurs in the fall, alternating different times according to other university activities. And it has basically evolved into a national award-winning program through the National Association of Student Affairs Professionals, NASPA, because it was presented as a unique program that FSU has that basically no other universities have put forward at this time. So through the partnership with Leadership and Social Change and through the sponsorship and support of Women for FSU, this is allowing FSU to claim a significant national role in developing the women leaders of the future. We're extremely proud of this program. We'll be in our sixth year this fall, and basically we will start working on this year's curriculum this month. So we're excited. The students that come to us, unfortunately, there are more and more and more. We would like to accommodate them all, but we do get a very diverse group and just wonderful students who are looking to experience their leadership in helping their communities.
Well, Alicia, given what is going on right now, do you see that role, even considering the limited resources that you have, even expanding more with the current emphasis on the societal issues, the sexual harassment, gender inequality, discrimination, all these kinds of things, which are just red hot in not only in the news, but in what we're seeing on campus and in society as a whole? Do you see Women for FSU, given what your resources, trying to bring more attention onto that and to help our young women who are on campus right now navigate these incredible pitfalls that are out there?
That's exactly what we try to do over the weekend, try to look at all those forces in society that may be there is a bias. Women don't do this. Women don't do that. Yes, they do, and they are ready. And the young women find that this experience of the leadership explanation, what it all involves, helps them to find their voice. And the quote that I usually hear is, it's a ridiculously powerful experience for these young women to learn over 3 days healthier self-esteem, authenticity, what their voice is, and have the ability and the skills to create a network of community support for positive change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to create that connection, too, with the resources that are available in the larger community. So it's not just on Florida State University staff and faculty and administration. It can go beyond that.
Absolutely. I really just want to say I served as a facilitator during the Women's Leadership Institute about 3 years ago, and ridiculously powerful is just such an understatement. It is such an immersive experience, and you probably can tell from what Michelle described about Backstage Pass and what Alicia described about Women's Leadership Institute that Women for Florida State isn't about a skin-deep relationship, and it's not about skin-deep issues, and Women's Leadership Institute is a perfect example of that. And even more, it's a perfect example of the philanthropic partnership that we have. This wouldn't have been possible without private dollars. And Women for Florida State, 9 years ago, we were starting to build a little bit of an endowment, and we needed to figure out how we could make the biggest impact with that, given the context of exactly what you brought up, Tom, and all of the forces that are at play. We thought, let's not have a scholarship that helps one student. Let's create something new and entrepreneurial. And so this partnership came to fruition, and it's so exciting. And as Alicia said, you know, it helps 49 undergraduate women. It's a drop in the bucket. And we would absolutely love to expand that given the resources. And I'm sure Michelle Maddox can talk about that a little bit more. So I just wanted to say those pieces too.
Yeah, so we'll kick off a fundraiser here in just a moment here, Michelle. So you hang on here on the other side of the break, but we will talk about trying to bring more resources to bear to this situation, these issues, and these women who are so connected to trying to mitigate the impact of what we're seeing in a much larger societal assault on a lot of folks, including our own wives, daughters, sisters, that kind of thing. Heavy stuff here on Perspectives Today. 414-1234 is our local number, 800-926-8809, or send us an email, perspectives@wfsu.org. We shall return. Back on Perspectives, and so happy that you are a part of it as well. Women for FSU are the folks who are here with us, Michelle Maddox and Cassandra Rain Gross and Michelle Fudeau and Alicia Crew. And we're back with Michelle Maddox here because you are kind of the fiduciary advisor to this whole group. And how many, if we can put a number on Women for FSU, I guess active membership, or how many folks, Cassandra?
We have 1,000 members.
Okay, let's see. A university student population of somewhere around 40,000 at any given time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and every 4 years that undergrad population changes. I'm just trying to add up here, 1,000 women for FSU and hundreds of thousands of alum females out
mm-hmm.
there.
That's true.
Exactly.
You need a few more members there, Michelle.
We do. You know, as an alumna of the university, it's such a pleasure to serve alongside these women that are willing to serve as volunteers to connect women back to Florida State University, whether they're alumnas or if they're friends or parents, whatever the case may be. I think FSU provides so many great opportunities for people, not only that went to school here, but also those that are involved in the community to be connected back to the university as well. And I think it's important to recognize that women have always been key volunteers dedicated to organizations that really help people. And at the end of it, that's what a university does, right? We educate and we help those individuals that are students, but also help the community and help in their future lives. So now more than ever, I think women are taking control of their ability and their opportunities to give back, and not only through their time and their talent, but also through their resources. And so as women, we recognize some of our past challenges, but we also recognize our future possibilities. And we want the opportunity to shape the future for those generations to come. And so Women for FSU gives us that opportunity. As Cassandra may have stated earlier, for Women for FSU, we engage, we invest, we celebrate. And our engagement leads to our philanthropic efforts. We invest in Florida State University, and we celebrate our achievements. And I think we do that so well through some of our, you know, philanthropic efforts, whether it be WLI or our signature Backstage Pass. It really gives the an opportunity to engage, but also gives us that opportunity to invest in what's to come. And so there are certainly many different ways that women can give back to the university. They can support Women for FSU directly, which helps us expand our approach and our reach within our different communities. It helps us expand WLI and also provide more opportunities through Backstage Pass. Individuals can also support WLI directly if they want to make that immediate impact to that one particular program to assist our female students in learning and the powerful leadership aspects that are available to them. But also, in addition to that, I think, you know, we think also beyond just ourselves. We think about FSU as a full community, as our university. And so we encourage our members and we encourage others to think about what connects them back to FSU. Whether you have a student here, you went to school here, and maybe you were a major in a specific college, or you lived in Cawthon Hall, like Michelle and I were just reminiscing about earlier, or, you know, perhaps you're someone in the community that really gets involved in opening nights or some of the great fine art programs that we have here on campus. You know, whatever that connection is, there's always an opportunity to give back. And so we like to make that connection for those individuals as well. You know, as anything in life, you know, we can't operate solely on goodwill, right? So there's always resources and money that are needed to be able to provide these opportunities. So not only can you support Women for FSU directly and WLI directly, but we also need to make sure that we as women and as a community are supporting Florida State.
So time for a shameless plug. If anyone is listening to this and thinks, my gosh, I really want to find out more and potentially get involved in Women for FSU, what's the deal?
Sure. So we have a great website. It's w4fsu.org, and that's W4 as in the number, fsu.org. And so we have a lot of great information and knowledge on there about Women for FSU and also our philanthropic efforts. Of course, myself is the many women. And if you scroll down to the towards the bottom, there's a Make a Gift link as well. So you can certainly click on that and give back directly to Women for FSU, WLI, or you can search different other designations on campus that you'd like to give back. In addition, we have the Great Give that's coming up, and that's March 22nd and 23rd. And that's a 36-hour online giving program for the university as a whole. And so Women for FSU will have an initiative for individuals to give back to this organization. But then it also will be highlighting different programs and student activities across campus, too, that may appeal to our listeners and to our community as well to give back. So we've got plenty of opportunity, and we hope people take that opportunity and give back to the university.
Let me ask you, if I can, Michelle Fudeau, about when you were an undergrad, would it had at any time have been helpful for an alum, a big sister, if you will, to come along and say, hey, here's how I handled what you're going through when I was at Florida State. And it may not be your solution, but let me give you some options. Were there any time there that would have been useful for you?
Of course. I think definitely. Your undergraduate experience is a lot of different firsts happening all over again. It might be your first time moving away from your parents, not seeing, you know, your family members each day, your first time engaging in collegiate level coursework on a collegiate campus. So even if you had taken college credit classes in high school, having the different external and internal pressures of being on an actual college campus are just so different. And absolutely, I was involved in a sorority here. So while I did have such wonderful mentors to look up to, it would have also been really helpful for me to have mentors outside of my sphere to really help me open my perspective and engage with different areas of campus, maybe outside of the Greek life bubble that some students in Florida State's campus are. And now speaking as a young professional who now works at the university, to get the advice of even the fantastic women in this room sitting around this table with me and to hear their perspectives on the new tribulations that life is throwing at all. That is all the time is so vital for my growth professionally, personally. It gives me peace of mind to know that I'm not the only one who is having these problems or having these anxieties about all the different issues that we might be dealing with, and just to be able to have a safe space and connect with women who we know at our core have at least one thing in common, which is go Noles. It's such a comfortable area to really feel the ability to blossom and to discuss, connect, engage, interact, all of those buzzwords that we love so much. It truly does foster that inclusive spirit.
And I'd just like to say, Tom, that Women for FSU in its earlier stages realized the importance of mentorship and of, you know, helping younger students, professionals. And instead of trying to reinvent the wheel, we discovered one of the most valuable resources that we could partner with to work with mentoring and assisting and, you know, big sistering is the Profession Noel program through this center.
Career Center?
The Career Center at FSU, because they do it right. They have got the program. They have got the organization, and we encourage all of the Women for FSU affiliates to sign up as a professional with the Career Center so that they can then be partnered and provide their expertise for our younger students.
That's terrific, because you guys can act as a pipeline there into
exactly.
that program as well. So
exactly.
Again, more of those partnerships you're talking about here. Outreach philanthropy. We've been doing a lot of internal things. What can be brought to the table to help undergrad, grad students too, and alums with Florida State, but other things in the community. What are the other connections Women for FSU has in the larger Tallahassee community?
Well, let's go even larger than the Tallahassee community, because we are now establishing Women for FSU groups in some of our cities where we have a number of alumni that are really very close to here. Jacksonville is organizing. Tampa has a group organizing. Atlanta is organizing. And they're putting on some really wonderful programs. Just this last year, the Jacksonville group presented a program for new students coming to FSU and their moms. So it was an orientation kind of thing, a special orientation, a welcome for all of those women and their daughters that Women for FSU participated in, and also had the assistance of the FSU Police Department, so many others, orientation. Alumni Center has been very, very helpful in helping to arrange and get these services out to prospective students and anyone interested in FSU. So Women for FSU is reaching out besides just here. We even have a special group here in the community that is just faculty and staff. So
exactly.
That stays, yeah, within FSU, but then in the wider community, I think Cassandra can speak to some of the things we're doing there.
Sure. In Atlanta, just this past November, there was an amazing panel put on by our group there, and Michelle was actually there, so she can probably speak to it more clearly than me. But it was really geared towards young women in the community, and it had an amazing panel, and Michelle was the facilitator, the MC for that event. And yeah, it was just all about providing some mentorship and some guidance to young professional women. And that was indeed sponsored by Women for Florida State and was made possible by the connections that we have put together there. So Michelle, do you have any comments on that?
Sure. It was a great opportunity to have women connected to Florida State to serve on this panel, to speak to a room full of other women connected back to their university as well, to speak about the challenges that women may face that are unique to them in the sense they're juggling family, career, giving back, and how do you mesh all of those together to have the time to give back, whether it's, you know, with resources or with time, and how do you prioritize what's important to you but also what benefit giving back also provides to you, to your personal satisfaction and also to your professional career as you network with other women that have like connections. So
since you were there,
at
the Atlanta thing, what kind of feedback did you get from the young ladies and moms that were there?
Yeah, so it was incredible. We stayed way after than I think we ever thought that we would, because we had so many women come up to us afterwards, whether they were speaking to myself or speaking to other women in the room, to really appreciate the fact that they understand now that there's others that are going through the same things, same difficulties that they may, or the same challenges. And so it was just a really unique experience to see everyone connect on that level and to provide and hear some helpful advice and how to juggle everything. But then also, I think it really ignited too people's interest in women for FSU, because I had so many women afterwards ask me, how do I get involved? How do I get back? What are the opportunities? Because now I'm excited because I've been in this room full of women that are so excited about Florida State, and what can we do together to affect that change?
Let me throw this out as one final thing here, as time grows short on our Perspectives program, and that is, looking ahead, how do you see Women for FSU evolving as we move forward? And that's wide open. Who wants to kick off then?
Well, we have some specific goals for the upcoming year. We're working on a kind of a formalized membership plan that we're going to roll out at Backstage Pass this year and implement at the beginning of the year. We have to plan our 10th anniversary. This upcoming year is going to be our 10th year, and we are looking forward to celebrating that. And we really just, we are not an old organization. We are still a young organization. We are learning. I think we're probably an pre-adolescent organization at this point. And we have a lot of growth to do in terms of growing the pipeline of leader volunteers. I mean, Michelle mentioned this briefly, but I serve as a volunteer. Michelle serves as a volunteer, and Alicia and many others serve as volunteers to make Women for FSU work. And there are a lot of opportunities for folks to get plugged in that way. And we're trying to, look towards doing a better job of doing outreach for that and building that leadership pipeline.
Some of the things that we have done in this past year, one, a more networking kind of event, the First Ladies Tea, hosted by the First Lady of FSU. That was quite a nice event, a great time for people from the community and the university to get together and socialize and talk about things of interest to all. In addition, this fall, we just sponsored a financial planning seminar.
And we'd like to do more of that type of thing.
Yeah, a lunchtime thing for, again, people in the community, Women for FSU, anyone who was interested, because financial planning for women may be a little bit different than financial planning for a gentleman or your whole family. So things to think about. And women are interested in all kinds of things, and we're hoping that we can provide more of those kinds of activities, particularly locally, as well as in our regions, mm-hmm. that will help women realize their power, realize their ability, and give them the skills and the strength to go forward.
Yeah, and may help with more recruitment and money, too, Michelle.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, the more people that are engaged or the more people that will be willing to invest, not only in Women for FSU, but also to FSU as a community as a whole. And to put a little plug in for Backstage Pass, again, mm-hmm. last year was my first year attending Backstage Pass. And so I definitely recommend if you want to find out about Women for FSU to attend Backstage Pass and be part of that immersive experience, because I know it was life-changing for me. The moment I came out of that weekend, I knew that I had to be and I wanted to be involved in Women for FSU.
Okay, and Michelle, one more plug here for people who want to find out more about Backstage Pass coming up March 22nd and 23rd.
Oh, thank you for handing that baton over to me. I was hoping I could sneak that in. Yes, so Backstage Pass is actually going to be the 23rd and the 24th.
Fourth.
A Friday afternoon segueing into a Saturday day full of different events. You can find out more about Backstage Pass by visiting www.fsu.org. So that's W4FSU.org. And just, you know, to again talk about the awesome experiences that you'll have at Backstage Pass. It's $175 for dinner Friday, breakfast, lunch, and dinner Saturday, plus all of that amazing immersive programming. So well less than the average football weekend spend. You can get accommodations within the hotel, so you can stay with all the women who are here to support Backstage Pass. And it's really just such a wonderful weekend to celebrate, empower each other, and really reinvest back into both your personal development, professional development, and the development of the university.
Michelle Futo, Alicia Crew, Cassandra Rain Gross, and Michelle Maddox, all women for FSU. Thank you so much for coming on Perspectives today. Really enjoyed it, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Perspectives produced by WFSU in Tallahassee, and we had Lydell Rawls and Evan Rossi there with us. I'm Tom Flanagan. We'll see you next week here on Perspectives.